Welcome to Brighty on Broadcast News with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
All right, welcome to this very unusual edition of Brighty on Broadcast News. I'm Mike Adams, and today is Wednesday, May 21st, 2025. And today I'm going to prove to you and show you visually that you have the power to alter the materialization of physical reality. And I'm going to do this in a very innovative way that will be, I think, mind-blowing to most people, because we've all been taught that that's impossible. We've been taught that you can't alter reality, that you're in fact not very capable at all. We've been lied to. We've been lied to about the nature of our reality. We've been lied to, for example, no government authority recognizes that you are a divine child of God and that you have a small slice of the power of God within you, the power of creation, through conscious intention. And it's very easy for people to talk about it, obviously. Lots of talk. Oh, you can change your world. You can change your future. Yeah, okay. Well, show me. Okay. Today I'm going to show you. And you shall be amazed. So let me tell you what I'm going to have coming up here. I've devised a way to monitor the formation of crystalline 3D structure in real time as xylitol crystals freeze at room temperature under the microscope. And I initially conducted this experiment in 2021, and the results were so extraordinary, I wrote a whole book about it, or I recorded an audiobook called The Contagious Mind. And of course, I've read the works of Rupert Sheldrake and many others, and Dr. Emoto out of Japan, etc. And I understand the premise of homeopathy and the memory of water. So these ideas are things I've been familiar with for quite some time. But Dr. Emoto went through a tremendous amount of trouble to freeze water and to have a microscope in a frozen room, you know, to be able to capture these water crystals at sub-zero temperatures. I mean, sub-zero Celsius, which is what Japan uses. So the innovation that I've brought to the table on this is that I'm using xylitol, which freezes at room temperature, and it happens to freeze at just the right speed so that we can capture its freezing, which means it's building structures in real time on a 4K digital camera attached to a very high-end microscope, which is, of course, our new microscope that your support helped us be able to afford. And one of the things I promised you was that I would bring you some astonishing things once we had this microscope up and running. And today may be the most astonishing thing you've ever seen. No exaggeration. Way beyond anything that you've ever seen from Emoto or other people who have done similar work, because I'm going to show you real-time video of the creation of physical 3D reality combined with the power of conscious intent under the microscope, where nobody can say, oh, that didn't happen. You're going to watch it happen. So let me introduce you to how this is going to take shape. So I've got three standalone video reports that you'll see here today. The first one introduces you to the melting of xylitol and the freezing of xylitol under the microscope, showing simple crystal formations. A couple of those clips are speeded up because things were moving slowly in a couple of them. So you'll notice that. And you're going to see some astonishing crystal formation and some real-time flashes of structure coming into existence. And you're going to see flashes of various colors. I've got some still images to show you as well. You're going to see patterns and designs forming out of seemingly nothing that demonstrate an astonishing level of organized intelligence from crystals. In this case, xylitol, which is a natural sweetener that is made from trees, actually. So this is a natural molecule taken from nature, which means all these molecules were once in living systems. Okay. Birch trees are typically used as the source for extracting xylitol. Xylitol has a lot of benefits for health, by the way. For example, it blocks cavities if you chew xylitol gum and things like that. But that's not what this is about. I chose xylitol because it freezes at room temperature. And therefore, I can show you this process in real time, and I don't have to just take still photos. Although I will show you a number of still photos that are pretty interesting. Secondly, for the second report, I'm going to show you in real time how these crystals are painting, sketching, and scribbling content right on the screen at sometimes around 700 times magnification. So you're going to see crystals writing out things that look like Sanskrit or some kind of ancient language. You're going to see photos that look like Morse code. You're going to see incredible geometry that defies the simplicity of the molecule itself, because, you know, the xylitol molecule is not, doesn't have a complicated molecular formula. But you're going to see real-time painting as if somebody were taking paintbrushes to the screen. But it's actually being done in real time by the crystals as they are freezing. You're also going to see real-time sketching by the crystals themselves. They're going to fill in gaps, and they're going to sketch out extraordinary structures, including landscapes and scenes with mountains and snow. You'll see. It's all coming shortly. Which leads me to the third report. The third report shows you the power of intention combined with the 3D manifestation of physical structure as the xylitol crystals are freezing in the presence of conscious intent, which in this case was myself. So I directed the crystals consciously, verbally, in some cases, most cases verbally, but not every case, to create and sketch out images of certain objects and certain themes. And you'll be able to watch as the crystals actually sketch these objects out in real time on the screen. What you're about to see is not AI. Some of you may think it looks like AI, and there's a reason for that. It's because actually AI mimics the diffusion process of crystalline matter materialization, which actually fills in gaps using patterns that come from really a kind of a cosmic patterned knowledge base that Rupert Sheldrake calls a morphic resonance. So just as a language model or an image model is rendering images based on a library of pre-existing images, these crystals are rendering their structure based on the synergy between a knowledge base of crystalline structures that exists in the fabric of the universe, combined with my own personal consciousness as the observer of these events in real time. And since the observer is never separate from the observed phenomenon, then we are, in fact, intertwined. My consciousness, in other words, is superimposed with the crystalline consciousness and patterns of the structures. And so they literally form in real time on screen the things that I am thinking and talking about. And you will see direct examples of this. And then finally, I have a special report that sort of puts an end cap on all of this called A Consciousness Revolution is the Only Thing That Will End Man's Evil on Earth. And of course, the whole theme today is about consciousness. And I also want to mention, some of you have noticed that I have been working to free people from the confines of the enslavement narratives of organized religion and the Roman Catholic Church, for example, in history, really hijacked Christianity in so many ways and tried to squash the writings of Thomas, but especially the lessons of Jesus of Nazareth, in order to convince people that you do not have the power of God within you, that instead you have to go through the Vatican. You have to go through the church and the state in order to have miracles appear in your life. Well, I'm here to tell you that they're all full of shit. That in truth, Jesus was right. And Thomas was right. You have the power of God, a little slice of it. You have the consciousness of God, the co-creation power of God within you. And you can literally bend the laws of the construct. You can alter the outcomes of probability. And you can quite literally dialogue with crystals as they are being formed in 3D space in real time. You can have a conversation with the intelligence of objects that are not even considered alive. And I'm going to demonstrate that for you today. This realization changes everything. It means that you are connected with God, that you have the power of co-creation. We all do. It means that reality is not actually fixed and that the future is not deterministic. There's so many implications from this. Many of you who are already advanced thinkers on these topics, you will very quickly realize the sort of obvious ramifications. For others, I'll discuss them in the days ahead, and I'll demonstrate more of this in the days ahead as well. So I think we should jump into this because I've already said things that a lot of people will find difficult to believe until you see it. And even then, some people will think that, well, it must have been faked. It must be AI. It must be magic. It must be sleight of hand. It must be Photoshop. Actually, it isn't. So let me tell you with absolute certainty, and I have witnesses who work in my studio who saw all this unfolding in real time. We've got it all on video. There's no AI involved in this. There's no Photoshop. There's no trickery. What else is there not this is, that this isn't representing? I mean, this is genuine. What you're about to see is real, and this is how it unfolded in real time. And furthermore, I can reproduce this on any given day, and I plan to reproduce it for many days ahead. What you're about to see, in other words, is just the tip of the iceberg. You're about to be astonished and amazed at what this says about the construct of reality and the laws of quantum physics that God already engineered into the fabric of the cosmos, the laws that you can tap into with coherent consciousness and the power of intent. All right? So for the first time, probably ever, you are about to see real-world video of the manifestation of structure that combines the morphic resonance of crystalline intelligence with human conscious intent. So let's begin. All right, welcome to today's science experiment here at Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, and whenever I'm wearing my science ninja shirt right here, that means that we're gonna be doing some really fun science stuff, probably involving a microscope. Of course we are. Can you show us a side shot of the microscope set up right now? And of course, we have the digital screen here, but we're going to give you a direct digital feed, but you'll be able to see also the actions of the microscope. So what are we doing today? We are melting and freezing xylitol at room temperature to show you the real-time formation of xylitol crystals. And the reason this is really interesting is because there was a year, I don't recall the actual year, but we can look this up. I covered it in my book, The Contagious Mind. But there was a year in the history of chemistry, before that year, xylitol would never freeze at room temperature. It was a liquid at room temperature. And then that year, something changed, and all xylitol all over the world began to freeze and form crystals at room temperature. And to this day, no one can explain this in the realm of science. How did chemistry change all over the world all at once? And Rupert Sheldrake, who is just an extraordinary author, and he talks about morphic resonance and the interconnectedness of all systems and even the consciousness or the potential of consciousness in crystals, in inorganic molecular structures, may be one of the explanations of how this could be happening. But it has baffled science ever since, and most people just forgot about it or never even heard about that. But today I'm going to demonstrate this phenomenon for you here using this extraordinary microscope to show you xylitol freezing in real time. So in order to start that experiment, sorry about the noise, we of course have to start with a giant bag of xylitol. This is of course a sweetener. It's also known as anti-cavity in its properties. It's one of my favorite sweeteners, and it's used in gums and a lot of different products. So we're just gonna pour some decent amount into this sort of plexiglass type of, or borosilicate plate here. Oh, look, there's a spoon coming out. Oh, how convenient. Okay. We're gonna get enough in there to freeze it into a liquid. All right, I'm sorry, to melt it into a liquid. All right. Does that look like enough? And the free spoon. Oh, there's a gift in every bag. Okay. And then I'm gonna stick it under the microscope. So go to the side angle microscope shot so people don't think I'm doing like a bait and switch or something here. Here we go. All right, there's the xylitol under the microscope. All right, so this is Mike Adams here just jumping in with narration of what you're about to see. So we're gonna be showing you, first, I wanna show you images and videos from 2021 when I first began this investigation using my earlier microscope. Take a look at some of these images. Here's an image, xylitol 4G001. I call this the alien ship. And this shows just incredible formations of xylitol freezing and showing some very, very detailed striations. And also there's another section of it, which I have in xylitol 4G002 that looks like sort of almost digital encoding of dots and dashes. It looks like a kind of crystalline Morse code. That's all in there. And then if you look at this image called xylitol 4G003, it's a close-up of the fins or the striations that are in sort of the side of this particular formation. What I want to show you also, though, is the sped-up formation of that. So I actually have a 16x video. We call it xylitol video 4G002 16x, and I'm going to play that for you right now. And here you are watching the real-time or 16x formation. Now notice that it's filling in the striations as it's increasing in size. And this is using a process of really intelligent diffusion. So it's building structures by filling in patterns. This is very much the way that AI image generation works today, except crystals already have this built-in intelligence. It's kind of morphic resonance intelligence, as you can see here. So I call this crystalline diffusion image generation, or actually this is 3D matter generation. So this is generating physical structure out of unstructured melted xylitol. So if you've ever wondered about the nature of reality and how things come into existence, it's really important to study crystal formation, and xylitol allows us to study it at room temperature as xylitol freezes at room temperature. Now, it didn't used to, but something changed with the laws of chemistry, and now it does. So there's a video that shows you the real-time formation. Now, I want to show you another one, the xylitol video 4G001, 16x speed. This is showing more of a spherical overall structure and how it's branching out and forming new structures in 3D space and assembling molecules as part of itself. And again, this takes advantage of morphic resonance. And these videos I took in 2021 using the old microscope. You can see various striations there, patterns. You can see a sense of intelligence, a sense of organization and structure. And little hints of colors there, even though this was taken, you know, with a microscope that wasn't even nearly as good as what we have today. Nevertheless, this is a very interesting process, and we can learn a lot by watching this. So let's see, what else do I want to show you? Oh, here's a cool one, Xylitol Video 007-64X. This is 64 times normal speed. And it's showing the growth of this, you know, smash flower-like structure. And the depth of field of the focus of this is pretty limited, so it's kind of hard to see the background of what's going on. But you can still see a tremendous structure taking shape here. It's building. It's organizing. And it's solidifying, actually making physical structure. Okay? So now I would like to show you more recent videos. And these are ones that I just took yesterday. So first, let me show you some of the accelerated formation of crystals now with the new microscope. I want you to notice the formation of the structure. Now we have better clarity. We have a lot better resolution. We have a 4K camera on top of the microscope for these images and these videos. Notice sometimes there are flashes of light. There are fissures that open up. There are new structures that become seeds for other structures. Lots of fractal geometry in this, but also various striations and lines. And then some structures are curved or cylindrical. Some are very much organic looking and not sharply geometric. And all of this just shows you what crystal formation looks like under a microscope, noticing that this is taking advantage of morphic resonance. Crystals know how to form because they tap into kind of a universal consciousness of crystals. There's a pattern recognition that crystals tap into. It's not simply the local laws of chemistry. This is why xylitol previously, something like over 100 years ago, did not used to freeze at room temperature, but now it does. Now it always does everywhere around the world. You can't keep it liquid at room temperature. It didn't used to be that way. So at some time in the relatively recent past, xylitol learned how to freeze at room temperature, and it learned how to create these structures. And then that knowledge spread to all other xylitol crystals around the world, to where today, all xylitol freezes at room temperature. So this speaks to a phenomenon that Rupert Sheldrake, the author and science analyst, calls morphic resonance, and I call it the contagious mind. And that's also the title of a book, an audiobook that I produced back in 2021, The Contagious Mind. And it's available for free at thecontagiousmind.com if you want to check that out. Also, I want to bring your attention to the fact that I added a little bit of methylene blue to the xylitol in order to provide some additional contrast, because methylene blue is a common dye that's used in, you know, slide preparation for even biological samples. I found that methylene blue, even in very small amounts, tends to cause xylitol to harden like super glue. It's very interesting. So I've jokingly called it methylene glue, but that's just the way it interacts with xylitol. It freezes it a lot more quickly for some reason. I'll have to do some more experiments on that. So I use a very tiny amount of methylene blue in these videos and images that you are seeing here. And I want to bring your attention to some of the, well, this one still image called Blue Milky Way. And Blue Milky Way is a high-resolution image that shows you some of sort of the structure of stars. It looks like a Milky Way galaxy streaming through the center vertically of this image, while crystalline structures blanket the right half and other crystals are on the left. And it might be, you know, looks like stars like zooming across the sky, or planets or something, different spherical structures. I'm just describing, you know, what it looks like. But I call this one Milky Way. And it just shows you all the incredible patterns that can form out of crystals or out of a substance that is homogeneous. So xylitol is the same. Every molecule of xylitol has the same chemical signature, the same structure, the same atomic elements as every other molecule of xylitol. So if that's true, then why don't they always form exactly the same structures? Why do they seem to paint different kinds of pictures or scenes or landscapes or images almost, some of them seeming to be AI-style images? If it's the same molecule, why does it produce art almost, right? I mean, not almost, it is art. And that's because it's forming things based on morphic resonance. It's forming things based on information that's not only in the universe, but information coming out of the consciousness of the observer. So literally some of what you're seeing here reflects my state of consciousness as the present conscious observer who was watching this experiment unfold in real time. And it turns out, as you'll see in another report, I was actually thinking about meteors and asteroids, and I was thinking about alien spaceships and things like that, but I'll get to that in another report. The bottom line is these structures and patterns clearly are replicating something much more than just the chemical formula of xylitol, which isn't very complicated. There's much more at work here. And nature is intelligent. There is a kind of natural intelligence that arises out of natural phenomena, and you're seeing examples of it right here. And even if you zoom in on some of these images, you will begin to see extraordinary structures. So be sure to check out my other reports on this, other videos where I talk about watching in real time painting and sketching behavior. As these crystals are being formed, they are being filled in with what looks like brush strokes of painting and sketching in real time. We don't even have to speed up those videos because it's happening in real time. And then we have examples of mysterious scribbling or some kind of writing that's actually taking place inside the crystalline structure. And that's coming up in another video. And then in a third video, I demonstrate the power of intention and how I can engage in a conscious dialogue with the crystals as they are freezing and forming structures. I can verbally give them instructions or ask questions, and they will respond with the physical formation of matter. For example, I verbally said I'd like to see an image of a dog, and then within a few seconds, it literally formed a dog. And I'll show you that in real time. And what's interesting is it formed another image of a hog, a wild hog, under my dog. Which is something that's on my mind because I've been seeing these wild hogs lately on my farm, and my dogs keep chasing this one hog that has these pink and black splotches. And I'm trying to, you know, protect the hog, actually. I don't want my dogs to hurt the hog. So that's been on my mind, and sure enough, when I asked for the dog image, it created the dog on top of a hog. And it's right there in the crystalline structure being essentially 3D rendered in real time because of my conscious intention. So you'll see that in report number 3. So check out all those other reports. You can catch all of this at brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. And you can follow me on X at Health Ranger or brighteon.social, brighteon.io. I've got a channel on Rumble and any other place that I'm not banned. So check it all out. Thanks for watching. Welcome to my second report on the freezing of xylitol observed under our new microscope. In order to show the creation of physical matter, 3D structure, and what you're about to witness here in real time, live video, is the painting and sketching and the creation of scribbling what looks like real-time writing in some kind of mysterious code. It actually looks like coding that's being done by the crystals as they freeze at room temperature. Now, in order to conduct this experiment, what I do is I melt xylitol on a hot plate, knowing that xylitol freezes and begins to form crystals at room temperature. And then I use my microscope to observe the freezing in real time while watching some of the structures that are being formed. Now, let me just show you some of the still images first. So here's an image called Color Cloud. Shows you kind of a cloud of different colors that can be formed. Here's one called Color Comb. This shows you some of the detail that could be formed, all these different rainbow colors of comb-like structures. And many of these are at magnifications of around 400 to 500x. Here's a color fin, which looks like a feather or a cutting edge or some kind of a fin. Here's an image called Colorscapes, and we see this a lot. And you're going to see all this happening in real time, by the way. I'm just showing you some still images first. And then some color splatters. There's a lot going on in this image. There's a lot of information, obviously, that is encoded in this. And structure is information. Just like people in medicine and science, they know that protein folding is actually encoding information. And that information determines the function based on the structure of proteins. But we are looking at things here that are, you know, not even proteins. These are just, you know, crystalline molecules. These are a type of, you know, sugar type molecule, xylitol, or a sugar alcohol. And there's still a lot of information encoded in this, in the structure, as you're seeing here. Here's one that is called just colors. And if you look at this, you'll also see an organic type structure here, more of a curved structure with a lot of colors in it. And then I want to show you this one that I call digital mirrors. This is a zoomed in image that shows you the digital type of structure. Looks like a series of, you know, concave mirrors that are stacked upon each other inside this other structure. And we see this kind of thing very frequently. There are many other examples of this. We'll get to that. Here's one called Waves and Lines. That's quite fascinating. Just to show you the variety of structure that crystal intelligence can create as it is freezing and doing this in real time. So I figure you'll want to see this in real time. So the following videos I'm going to show you are not sped up. These are actually all real-time videos, and you're going to see the freezing happening in real time. You're going to see, well, let's just start that now. So my editor is putting together some of the outtakes of this, or the highlights of a structure is being formed in real time. And so what you are seeing here, again, this is real time. This is under the microscope. This is xylitol freezing, and you're going to see various flashes of light. You're going to see spontaneous appearances of complex structures. You're going to see different colors that show up. And you're going to see many examples of what I call painting and sketching. So my editor is hopefully putting in some of the best highlights here of the painting. It looks like someone's actually painting a landscape or painting a scene. It looks like the crystal structure is saying, hey, I forgot to paint this part over here. So let's fill that in with these colors. Let's sketch this in over here. Let's add structure to this. And I call this crystalline diffusion because it appears to work in the same way as AI image generation engines. AI image generation begins with noise, and then through a process called diffusion combined with a base model, which is a massive knowledge base of images, then it tends to morph the noise into the structure of a 2D image that matches the knowledge base of images that it has been trained on. Well, believe it or not, exactly the same thing is happening with crystals here, except this painting and sketching and structure is happening in 3D space. So it's creating a three-dimensional structure based on a knowledge base of crystalline structures that exists in, well, the conscious universe. It exists in the fabric of reality. Rupert Sheldrake, the science author, calls it morphic resonance, and I've called it the contagious mind. And I've published an audiobook. Well, 4 years ago, I did a free audiobook that you can find at thecontagiousmind.com. You can download it there for free. But it's clear that what you're witnessing here is the diffusion of unstructured melted xylitol into 3D structured, like with a Z-axis height, not just X and Y, but Z. This is actual structured physical matter that is patterned off of something. And it turns out that it's patterned off of a knowledge base in AI training. It's called LLMs, or large language models. Well, in the cosmos, there is a large knowledge model of how crystals form. And this is why spiders, for example, know how to build spider webs, even though they never go to spider web training school, because spiders tap into a cosmic knowledge base of how to build spider webs. It's not genetic. It's not in their genes. Nobody's ever found any spider web training in the genetic code of spiders. It doesn't exist there. It doesn't. It's actually in the cosmos. It's part of the fabric of consciousness. And consciousness also, some variation of it, extends into non-living structures, including crystals. So even minerals, crystals, and also water has consciousness. That's why homeopathy works. That's why water can be very strongly impacted by conscious intention. The work of Dr. Emoto, freezing water into crystals, was actually something that inspired me to do this, except I realized that I didn't want to like sit with a microscope in a freezing room all day wearing a winter coat. So I realized that I could freeze xylitol at room temperature. And that works out perfectly. So that's why my research focuses on xylitol, not water crystals. Nevertheless, Dr. Emoto was a real pioneer in this space, and he showed that crystal formation could be strongly influenced by conscious intent, that you could do things like you could shout at the water and be angry and it would form angry shapes, or you could project love to the water and it would form, you know, harmonic shapes that resonate with natural beauty and love. So what you're actually watching here in these videos right now, this is a reflection of my consciousness, because as this was happening just a few hours ago, I was the only conscious observer in the room. I mean, my crew was in the other room running the video board and the audio mixing and everything, but I was there with the microscope. And for these images, I did not hold any specific intention. I was just really holding fascination. So a lot of what you're seeing here is quite fascinating. I want to bring your attention to something. Let me show you this image called Blue Writing Code. And if you look at this image, Blue Writing Code, this shows you some of the, what looks like sort of scribbling or almost a hidden language writing. This looks like possibly hieroglyphics or different kinds of ancient languages. And these blue-black channels or lines that you see here, these, of course, are forming in real time, and sometimes they're being sort of scribbled, and then they're being erased, and then something else will be scribbled. And in this case, the writing that's in color was also scribbled out in real time, although I'm not sure we captured that part. We did capture the sort of black and blue scribbling in real time. And I think it would be really interesting to feed these images into an AI model and ask it to try to decode this language, if that's even possible. I might attempt that and see what it says. Who knows? Maybe there's some kind of vibratory encoding of information that AI models could decode. I'm not sure, but it's certainly worth exploring. In any case, what you are seeing here, I call it painting, sketching, and scribbling. So these are all real-time videos, and I can reproduce this anytime, any day. Very simple to do this experiment if you have the right equipment and if you have the right intention. Huh? And one of the things that I'm going to focus on teaching this year is why the power of intention also depends on having a clean diet. You have to clean up your diet. You can't have a brain that is frazzled with MSG and toxicity. You can't be using a bunch of alcohol and pharmaceuticals that are mind-altering drugs. So I don't do any of those things. So just by the gift of God and the way our cosmos works, I've been able to have some pretty coherent conscious intention to be able to interact with these crystals and capture it under a microscope in a way that I think is quite fascinating. And that leads me to the teaser for the third report in this series. In the third report, which is a standalone video like this one, I exert the power of intention to have a dialogue with these crystals in real time. So I ask them to form structures. For example, I ask them to form an image of a dog. And then within a few seconds, it forms an image of one of my dogs on top of a wild hog, which is something that actually recently happened on my ranch. My dogs went after a wild hog, and I tried to save the hog. Well, I did save the hog. It got away. But I often have encounters between dogs and hogs on my ranch because I live way out in the country. So here's, well, I'm going to show you this. I'm going to show you the power of conscious intention interacting with crystalline structures, which is also a way to tap into morphic resonance and alter the probability outcomes in the physical world around us through conscious intent. I've also got examples in photos of some of the things I was thinking about that ended up being depicted under the microscope by the crystals in real time. And one of them was an angel's wing when I was asking for images related to Christmas. And it also painted an entire scene of a snow blizzard with the multicolored Christmas lights that you could see above the snow. So that's coming up in report number 3. So look for that, and you can follow me on brighteon.com. I'm on X at Health Ranger. You can follow my articles at naturalnews.com, and I'll be posting, I think, some of these photos at Natural News. In addition, you can follow me at brighteon.social, brighteon.io, and I'm on Telegram at Real Health Ranger. So check out all my work there and look for report number 3. Okay, welcome to the third report in this series on a conscious intention and the freezing of xylitol at room temperature under the microscope, which allows xylitol to form a 3D structure out of unstructured melted liquid xylitol. And in the formation of these 3D structures, the xylitol crystals tap into intelligence and intention. So they tap into fields of morphic resonance, and they also tap into intention. So what I'm showing you right here, right now, this is just standard formation of various crystals as xylitol is freezing. And I did a lot of this. I have 2 other reports where you can watch many examples of this, some of the different amazing structures and different color patterns. And in report number 2 on this, I also showed you some of the painting, the real-time painting and sketching and scribbling behavior that's demonstrated by these crystals as they are actually filling in images, and they're adding complexity over time. They all start out with very simple structures that might be like a hexagon shape or a square shape or a spherical shape. And then as they grow, they add a lot more complexity. But through conscious intention, we can actually have a dialogue with these crystals as they are freezing and forming. And in doing this, we can ask the crystals to form structures that would mirror the things that we have in our minds. And when our minds are clear, when we have coherent thought and coherent intention, which I've come to learn is also all about having a clean diet, clean foods, avoiding heavy metals, avoiding MSG, avoiding psychiatric drugs and pharmaceuticals, avoiding vaccines, aluminum, heavy metals, all that garbage. I don't do any of those things. I keep a very, very clean nervous system and a clean mind, and it allows me to have very coherent messaging with the crystals in order to request that the crystals create structures that are in my mind. Now, I do want to give credit to 2 researchers on this. One of whom is, of course, Dr. Emoto of Japan. And Dr. Emoto, I forgot the name of his book, but his work I became aware of, you know, many years ago. And I thought, wow, that's really fascinating, because he was freezing ice to create crystals there. And in doing that, he was finding that he was able to determine the outcome of the shapes of the ice crystals based on his intention. And that actually made a lot of sense to me, because water absorbs vibration and intent, and that's how homeopathy works. Of course, modern science dismisses homeopathy. There's nothing in there. Well, it's because modern science doesn't understand vibratory reality. Modern science dismisses the existence of consciousness, and modern science is actually mostly a joke, as we all found out during the COVID years, right? So I want to give credit to Dr. Emoto. And then there's another person in this space, a person who I just became aware of literally like, I think, 3 days ago. And it's a woman named Vida Austin, V-E-D-A, VidaAustin.com. I've never spoken with her, never met her. I didn't even know that her work existed, but she has been doing exactly what I'm describing with water and ice crystals, and she has found that she can have a conversation with crystals. And Rupert Sheldrake has actually commented on her work and has said that she's produced impressive images which go way beyond what would be expected on the basis of conventional science. Okay, she says, I hope that her pioneering work will stimulate others. Okay, so again, I was not aware of her work, but I would like to interview her and help to share her work. My work is very much like her work, except I'm doing it with xylitol, which freezes at room temperature. So it's very easy to work with. Also, I have a very high-end microscope. But I did not do my work, just to be clear. I'm not basing anything that I've done on her work. I'm basing it on Dr. Emoto. And also, again, I did this in 2021 with some of my original experiments in creating my book called The Contagious Mind. And that's the website for it, thecontagiousmind.com. You can download that entire audiobook for free. So that's the origin of my work. But now that I have this new microscope, which I've only had for 2 weeks now, I decided it was really time to bring back this experiment. So what I want to show you here today are some, I think, very convincing examples. So let's show the dog first. So here, as I was doing this, I said, hey, I was actually talking to my crew. I said, what should we ask the crystals to come up with? And I didn't even hear them answer me. I didn't have my earpiece in. I said, how about a dog? Let's just do a dog. And then I started just looking around with the microscope. We've got all this on video. And then sure enough, this dog snout and dog mouth started to appear. So in real time, this image of this dog head, like a profile of a dog face that looked like it was lunging after something. It's lunging toward the right side of the screen. And then what also appeared was an image of a hog underneath it with the hog snout. And the hog mouth also is like the dog was on top of the hog. And again, this is something that's been in my mind, something that's emotionally very potent, because I have a lot of compassion for animals, including wild hogs. And the other night, I had several of my dogs that were chasing this hog, and I was trying to help the hog get away and get out of my yard. And it did. I was very happy about that, because I don't shoot wild hogs. Even though, you know, I've got plenty of rifles around and everything, I'm capable of shooting hogs. I just, like, why would I? I protect and defend life. You know, it's actually part of the purity of my consciousness as well. It's just coherence comes from love and peace, not death and blood and suffering and all these kinds of other things. So I'm not a hunter. So this idea of my dogs chasing this hog has been on my mind. So it's interesting that when I asked the crystals to create this image of this dog, that it also created a hog underneath the dog. So that was one thing that it just immediately like leaped off the screen. It's like, wow, there's my dog and there's a hog. Okay. Then I did another experiment where I zoomed in on just one simple crystal that was in the process of forming. It was just a kind of like a smashed hexagon. And I said out loud, I said, I want themes of Christmas. And I sang a little bit of Christmas, like, you know, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, which is all about snow. And I talked about some of the Christmas emotions of love and joy. and, you know, the Christ-like energy of Christmas and family and presents and Christmas decorations and Christmas lights. And I was just kind of feeding all of this, kind of live streaming this into the conscious fields as these crystals were being formed under the microscope in real time. Now, granted, this experiment took a lot longer. And so obviously we're not going to show you all the gaps here. But at some point in this, it actually formed an angel's wing. I want to show you the angel's wing here. Looks like the angel wing is part of something that's taking off from this vertical column that's like streaming off the ground. And I don't know where the rest of the angel is. I don't know. But to me, that looked like an angel's wing just all of a sudden with this vertical column, like the partial appearance of an angel as I was asking about Christmas. And then something else happened that was really amazing to me. The crystals began to sketch this scene of this snowy blizzard, all these white snowflakes just filling the sky. And then it began appearing Christmas lights of different colors above the snow blizzard. And as these Christmas lights appeared, I was even talking about, wow, those look like, you know, Christmas lights in the distance. They look like the lights that might be on somebody's house, or maybe you can barely see them through the snowstorm. And it was like creating a landscape that looked like hills that were covered with snow. And this was all being painted in real time as I was talking and thinking about Christmas. So that was like, wow. And then, although we didn't capture all this on video, there's something else I wanted to show you. Yeah, I want to show you this image, because when I saw the Christmas angel wings, it reminded me of the book of Revelation. And let me show you this image called meteors. So I started thinking about the book of Revelation and comets falling out of the sky. And then this image appeared, which to me, it looks like streaming comets coming out of the sky heading toward the ground, which is the horizontal lines. This struck me as the seven trumpets. And if you count this, I mean, I guess depending on how you count it, there's actually seven larger lines that represent the seven trumpets. And that's the sort of the comet-looking things that are coming down. And some of them actually have like tails. There's like an object with tails. And I've done a lot of sermons about the book of Revelation, the seven trumpets and the seven bowls and seven seals. And so that's been on my mind recently as well. And then, although I didn't say this out loud, in my mind, I was like, wow, comets, outer space, I sure would like to see an alien ship. I know, this is just kind of a consciousness flow. And so then I was poking around, and sure enough, let me show you this image, spaceship. This image that looks like an alien ship against the background of the night sky with stars, this image just appeared in the microscope, so I took a snapshot of that. And it looks like a Romulan alien ship from, you know, Star Trek episodes or something like that, somehow flying against the night sky of the cosmos. So these things simply appeared because I was thinking about them. Whether it's the angel's wing or whether the Christmas lights or the snow or the dog's head. And honestly, I didn't really spend that much time on this. I wasn't like digging through, 10,000 images to find these. These are just things that happened to pop out right in front of me. I'm sure there's a lot more detail there if I had time to look at more things. But what this shows me is that consciousness absolutely impacts the creation of crystals and how they form matter in 3D space in real time. And what you have in your mind alters physical reality. And this is actually the basis for a very necessary revolution in consciousness that is the only thing that's going to really reform human civilization. And I've recorded another podcast on this about how right now our overall consciousness is one of separation and isolation. We think that we are separate from each other. And all of modern science is based on separation between the observer and the observed events. And that separation is a total fraud. There is no such thing as separation between the observer and the observed. There's also no such thing as separation between you and I. And thus, when we harm others, we are harming ourselves. But when we bless others, we are blessing ourselves. And the reason prayer works is because consciousness reprograms the construct of the matrix in which we live. And the beautiful thing about what I'm showing right here under the microscope is that I can show you in real time now how consciousness bends the rules of the matrix and how using God's law, essentially the law of one, using God's laws, I can put intention into the cosmos, and that intention can form into physical matter within a matter of seconds, captured under digital microscopy with video in real time. So, I've said a lot just there. There's a lot to unpack, and that's all cool. I just wanted to give you the highlights right now, but obviously, I'm delving into a full investigation using this combination of consciousness, coherent thought with clean foods, a clean diet, clean nervous system, because I don't use drugs, I don't drink alcohol, I don't take psychiatric drugs, I don't take vaccines, I don't do any of that stuff. So I have a very coherent nervous system compared to most humans. I don't use artificial fragrances at all. So my nervous system is very, very acute. I have a very acute sense of smell. Like I have a high-functioning nervous system. So I have coherent thoughts in the way that lasers offer coherent light. And using these thoughts, I can alter the outcomes of crystal formation in real time. And this can be reproduced at any time, easily with almost any image, any kind of intent, any investigation that you might want to imagine. It's all possible. So I'm going to be doing a lot more of this coming up. I'll be showing you a lot more images. I'll be showing you real-time conscious creation in our 3D physical space, which should show us something about the nature of reality. And I want to give credit also to Dean Radin, the Noetic Sciences, who has done a lot of mathematical study into this. I want to give credit to Rupert Sheldrake and, like I said, Dr. Emoto and others in this space. I intend to contribute to this space with additional videos and images and some actual consciousness experiments to see what we are capable of achieving when we literally put our minds to it. So I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm the founder of Brightown.com, the founder and publisher of NaturalNews.com. I'm also building an AI engine that you can sign up for at Brightown.ai. It's the world's only AI engine that's trained on a massive amount of content of alternative medicine, natural medicine, off-grid living, and it's been trained on all my interviews too, which that encompasses a lot of interesting people, let me tell you. So join me in enjoying this journey and this exploration and discovery of the nature of our universe, our cosmos, and the incredible things that our Creator has already programmed into the cosmos that are just waiting to be tapped by human beings who want to be free from the various systems of total enslavement and thought control and dumbing down and fluoride poisoning of your brain and things like that. So if you want to be free, if you want to create, if you want to be an actual creator, someone who can bend the laws of the cosmos, then I invite you to follow my work, follow my dietary information, clean up your diet, clean up your food supply. You may even want to purchase my clean food products, healthrangerstore.com, where we do extensive mass spec laboratory testing, heavy metals, a glyphosate herbicide. We test for bacteria, E. coli, all kinds of other things. We have an extensive laboratory. We sell the world's cleanest foods and supplements and so on. And I use all my own products in order to help stay clean and keep my nervous system clean. Lots of detox products as well. And the methylene blue that we use as a dye in some of the videos here, we also sell, you know, methylene blue and various other items. So check it all out. Thank you for your support. And I look forward to bringing you a lot more of this in the days ahead. So God bless you all. Take care. All right, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed those three reports. And yes, I'm going to do a lot more of this, and I will continue to demonstrate this phenomenon for you in the days and weeks ahead. I've decided to spend a lot of time focusing on this particular phenomenon because of what it says about the nature of reality. So to recap, the power of creation is within you. You don't need to bow down to the Pope or the Vatican or any organized religion in order to allow the power of God to flow through you. You were born with that gift. You were already born with it. Don't let anybody fool you. Don't let anybody dissuade you from the core lessons that the real, you know, the real children of God have taught, the real leaders of humanity, like Jesus of Nazareth, who taught this and who taught that you are a being of God. Don't let anybody take you away from that. Don't let anybody convince you that you can't access the power of creation unless you have permission from a pastor or a priest or a pope or a whatever authority. No, that's all a fraud. You've been living a lie. You've been living in an artificial civilization that has told you that you're powerless. Actually, you're more powerful than you could ever imagine. You have the power to instantly heal. You have the power to spontaneously create. And in our society, they try to take us away from those innate powers and show you a technology path to say, oh, no, you should use AI. You should have Neuralink. You should become a hybrid. You should believe in transhumanism, these kinds of things, because they don't want you to understand the miraculous power that you already have within you, that you can tap into cosmic consciousness. You can tap into cosmic knowledge systems. There is a knowledge base. You could call it God's cloud computing infrastructure. Already exists in the universe. It explains the 100th monkey concept. It explains everything in my audiobook, The Contagious Mind. It explains extrasensory perception. It explains remote viewing. It explains telekinesis, all of which are natural phenomena. These are not supernatural. These are all natural. These were all intended to be accessed by human beings by our Creator. That's why He wove these capabilities into the fabric of the construct. The only reason that you are not tapping into those things is because you have been convinced by the science and materialism and the Pope or power structures or whoever tried to interpret religion for you or whoever tried to make you their obedient follower. You have been distracted from the power that you have, and you've been taught to be an obedient slave. You've been taught to be a slave by government, probably by your church, probably by your university, an institution, whatever the case may be. You've been taught to be an obedient slave and to not believe in the power that you innately have. And part of my job here is to show you who you really are. Because there's nothing that I have, there's nothing that I've demonstrated that you can't achieve. Also, we're almost exactly the same in terms of our genetics, in terms of our biology, in terms of our existence. We're almost identical. Everything that I can do, you can do by tapping into it. Now, I will say that, you know, as I mentioned in one of my reports, you do have to have a coherent nervous system in order to accomplish these types of things. And in order to have a coherent nervous system, you have to not pollute your body with toxic fragrance chemicals, you know, vaccine injections, heavy metals, psychiatric drugs, right? You get the idea. MSG and toxic foods. And so what I'm even known for is meticulously avoiding toxins in personal care products, in foods, in the environment. I use air purifiers and water purifiers. I built an entire lab because I wanted to know what was in my food, and I wanted to have the cleanest food in the world. And that's what I've done. And if you want to share in some of that clean food, by the way, shop with us, healthrangerstore.com. And you can help support us. You can help us invest in more technology like this very expensive microscope that costs more than almost every vehicle. So you have to have a coherent consciousness. In order to have coherent consciousness, you can't be a drunkard. You can't be an addict. You can't be taking antidepressant drugs. And these aren't judgment statements. I'm not judging you if you are doing one or more of these things. I'm just describing cause and effect. If you want to alter the reality around you and you want to shape your experience of this co-creation, you're going to have to clean up your nervous system. And this is one of the reasons why, for example, many Christians, they wonder, you know, how come my prayers aren't answered by God? And then they go, you know, have all you can eat at the Golden Corral buffet with all the processed food. They take their antidepressant drugs. They put on all their church perfume and everything. Like, how come God doesn't answer my prayers? God can't see you through the cloud of noise that you have surrounded yourself with. That's why. And actually, it's not that there's a being called God that answers your prayers. God already programmed the whole universe to answer your prayers. It's a natural phenomenon. The universe reflects what you ask, but you have to do it with coherence in your thoughts, your mind, your consciousness. You can't do that if you're loaded up on, you know, perfumey shampoo and laundry detergents and dryer sheets, which is why I've been talking about that for 20 years to try to help people get off that so you can actually attune your nervous system with the sensitivities that are necessary to have coherence. So am I saying that you can't wear a bunch of perfume and also be someone who co-creates your reality? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. If you want to alter your reality and you want to alter the physical creation around you, you have to stop poisoning yourself. It's exactly what I'm saying. It's possibly one of the biggest secrets in the whole realm of health. Stop poisoning yourself. There's a reason why they put MSG in all the foods. I mean, all the processed foods and the fast foods. There's a reason why they drop fluoride into the water supply. There's a reason why they poison your brain with 5G power. There's a reason why they're dropping heavy metals out of the sky with chemtrails. They are trying to disable your nervous system to prevent you from discovering who you are, to isolate you from the power that you were born with, the power that's available to each and every one of us but has been suppressed. This is actually, in a sense, the greatest conspiracy in the history of humankind. You were born as a child of God, and yet you have lived as a slave ever since. Got your childhood injections, disabled some of the nervous system, autism, seizures, you name it, right? And then you got your social security number. Oh, you know, you're a slave, property of the state. You were born into a prison in order to suffocate you from the truth of who you really are. So think about everything that the system pushes upon you. Blue light, indoor living. Oh, be afraid of the sun. Don't have natural light in your life. No, you might get cancer and die, right? These are all lies and frauds. They're designed to addict you to screens, to addict you to their technocracy so that you are isolated from who you really are. You're isolated from your potential. You might think that AI can perform miracles, but you don't believe that you can. That's a big lie. And then, of course, you're fed junk food and you're fed prescription and antidepressants. Well, they function as depressants too. And you're fed ADHD drugs and all kinds of nonsense and television programming to dumb you down and to make you believe in the science. And it's all part of an agenda to keep you enslaved and make you obedient. And notice that anybody who dares to try to break out of the system, anybody who questions the church, oh, you're immediately attacked. Anybody who questions government, oh, you're anti-government. Anybody who questions the science, oh, you're anti-science. Anybody who questions anything, you are condemned, you are censored, you are blacklisted. Or even if you question war and genocide, they tell you, well, you're wrong to question war. We have to have war, right? So this is what we're talking about here. This is what we're talking about. The answers to society's ills will never be found in politics or economics. They will never be found in technology. Never. Or medicine. Not even robotics or AI. The answers to the problems that plague humankind will only be found in a consciousness revolution. That is a recalibration of the understanding of who we are, our interconnectedness, and how we are all part of a fabric of the cosmos that is infused with knowledge and wisdom far beyond our ability to even comprehend. And that we are born with the power of creation. It is within us, hidden in most people, waiting to be discovered. And we live out our lifetimes being told that we are useless, obedient minions to a system, and that we can never escape. Sadly, most people live and die inside that prison. My job is to free you from that prison. That's what I do. I've described my work previously as being a spell breaker. My job is to end the sorcerer's cobwebs and control over your mind. Some of that sorcery comes from government, some of it from the science, some of it from organized religion, some of it from the Roman Catholic Church, etc. All kinds of different systems of control and sorcery. And of course, media, Hollywood, Netflix, right? You name it, fake news media. But my job is to help you discover the freedom that you were already born with, to simply help you understand who you are, to reconnect with you. And when you do that, you will find that you are more powerful than you ever could have imagined. And in fact, you do not even live in a world that is fixed. You live in a world that you can shape. And the more coherent your consciousness, the more you can reshape the world around you. You do not have to live in this world. You can choose the world in which you want to live. You can effectively surf the multiverse. You can choose which dimension suits you best. And God gave you the power to do that the moment you were conceived. So with that said, enjoy my special report here called A Consciousness Revolution is the Only Thing That Will End Man's Evil on Earth. And if you'd like to support our mission, very simple. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. Clean foods and supplements that are actually aligned with what I'm teaching here. Ultra clean, laboratory tested. Take advantage of what we have worked very hard to put together for, you know, well over a decade. An infrastructure of clean food, laboratory testing, and very expensive equipment in order to bring you the cleanest products in the world. To protect your brain, protect your neurology, protect your consciousness. And that's why the slogan of my store is healing the world with clean food. HealthRangerStore.com. Thank you for your support. Enjoy this special report. You know, there are never going to be political solutions for spiritual problems. And it doesn't matter who gets elected. It doesn't matter what the economics are. It doesn't matter at all, actually, what the structure of government is, if you don't have the consciousness of interconnectedness that leads to compassion and empathy and doing for others instead of just focus on what you can do for yourself. And so all the problems in the world today, that is the human created problems, are based on, every single one of them, is based on the idea of separation. The idea that I am disconnected from you because I am separate. I'm a separate person. And therefore, as some people say, they can take from you and they can win and you can lose. And then they're the winner and you're the loser and they got ahead. Okay? So that's the way most people think in finance and economics. That's arguably the way that Trump thinks about international, you know, geopolitics, etc. I'm not saying that it's a horrible policy in every situation, but if that's the way we view the world as a whole, then we can never really achieve the level of universal love and recognition of life and human compassion and cooperation that is necessary to move our world forward. Necessary for humanity to be uplifted and empowered. And also, we'll never have liberty either. Because, you know, when a tyrant takes away power from an individual, that tyrant is doing so from a position of separation, right? The tyrant thinks, hey, I can gain power as I take it from this person. Transfer power from them to me, you know? Mwahaha. This is the way tyrants think. Because, again, they are coming from a worldview of separation. They don't understand the interconnectedness. They don't understand that when they make you less free, they make themselves less free. A good example of this, something I've talked about before, is, you know, Susan Wojcicki. She was the CEO of YouTube. YouTube is a tech platform with Google that censors people who tell the truth about cancer cures. And Susan Wojcicki ran a lot of that censorship. She was very pro-censorship, all in with the globalists. And she said, we have to censor people who talk about the truth about vaccines or cancer or history or anything. She thought that she could gain while she caused other people to lose. And wouldn't you know it, it turns out that she died of cancer. She died of cancer that I believe could have been reversed with information that I could have posted on YouTube, except I've been banned, and so have many other channels that tell the truth about cancer. So here's a case where Susan Wojcicki, in my view, thought she was separate and thought she was in control and in power, and she could take and she could suppress, and then she ended up being killed by a disease that she could have solved if she had simply allowed other people to express freedom. Think about that. Think about how profound that realization is, and also how dangerous it is in our world when people are tyrants and they think they are separate from other people. They think they can get away with separation. They think they can win while you lose, like I said. So that's just one example. There are many other examples. There are all kinds of Google employees who are dying of cancer or who died from the vaccines. And they all worked there while they pushed censorship. They were all complicit in it, and they paid the price of their censorship with their lives. They paid with their lives. So the evolution of human consciousness has to expand to where we understand that we are all connected, and that if you censor one person, you are censoring yourself. If you punish this person, you're punishing yourself. Now, obviously, there might be, you know, self-defense situations where you have to punish somebody in order to stop them from carrying out violence against your person or, you know, your family or your dog or whatever. And that's understandable, but yet regrettable. And some people are pure pacifists who would not even defend themselves even if they were attacked. And that's even a pure vibration of peace, in a sense, although that's not my, I would defend myself. You know that. I would absolutely defend myself, but I'm not looking for trouble. I'm not looking to have to ventilate somebody with, you know, 5.56 rounds. It's just that I am prepared to do so if necessary, if I am in imminent danger. And in order to stop that threat, if I need to do that, well, yeah, I would be prepared to do it, but I would not be happy that I was forced into doing it. You see, I wouldn't celebrate that. Well, there's some people who wouldn't do it at all. They would rather be killed than have to kill somebody else. And that's a respectable position. I don't condemn people who have that belief. That's their personal choice. I don't share it, but at least I understand where they're coming from. But look at the situation with Israel right now. So Israel thinks that, hey, if we could just slaughter and genocide all these Palestinians, we could take their land and take their homes and resources, take their rivers and their olive tree farms, etc. We win, they lose. We'll genocide them out of existence. We'll take their land. That's the low vibration consciousness on which the Zionists are operating right now. And it's the lowest of the low vibration. It's a vibration of murder and death and suffering and starving children, etc. It's pure evil, most of us would say. It's pure evil. What if instead, you know, what if not just in Israel, but elsewhere, all around the Middle East and around the world, if humanity's consciousness were able to be uplifted to the point where we say, hey, I want to live in a world of peace, and I'm willing to coexist with other people. They may be different races. They may be different religions. They may have different beliefs. They may talk differently, you know, whatever. I'm okay with that. I don't need to exterminate them in order to feel okay about myself. Why? Because we are all connected. That they reflect me. I reflect them. Even though we are different, we tend to reflect each other. We have a lot of commonalities. We all want to love and protect our families. We all want to experience joy. We all want security, and most people want peace. I mean, not the psychopaths who are the neocons, etc. They want war, but, you know, they're demons. Humans, most humans want peace. They want to be left alone to grow their food and teach their children, you know, drive their cars or whatever. Decorate their front lawn. You know, people just want to be left alone for the most part. So in order to achieve that, we have to get past this idea that, let's say, government is separate from its people, that government rules over the people, that the people are the subjects, but the government is the authority. And the government tells you what you're allowed to do, what you're allowed to say, how you're allowed to think. And back in the day, how you're allowed to worship also, because the state was the church. In most of the history of Western Europe, the state was the church, or the church was the state. That's not true in America since, you know, 1791, but it's true in a lot of countries around the world, including religious fundamentalist type of countries. The state is the church, or the state is the temple, or the state is the mosque, you see. But we've got to get past that separation. And that is not going to happen with elections. It's not going to happen with economics. It's not going to happen with technology. It's only going to happen with a consciousness revolution. And the consciousness revolution has to happen. And I don't know what's going to spark it, but it needs to reshape every religious belief around the world, because even Christianity is also very limited. It doesn't allow for the existence or the eternal existence of about 70% of the world's population. You know, Christianity believes that 70% of the world, all those people are going to burn in hell for eternity because they don't confess Christ as their savior. Only about 30 to 31% of the world's population is Christian. There's another large chunk that's Muslim. There's another large chunk that's Hindu. And then there are much smaller pieces that are either atheists or Buddhists, and Jews are 0.2% of the world population. So Judaism is a very tiny religion in terms of population. Christianity is a very large religion, but it's not a religion that teaches acceptance of the other religions, like I just mentioned, Islam or Hinduism or Buddhism, etc. So we've got to get past that. We've got to get to what you might call a universal Christ type of energy, which is that love and God are universal. Consciousness is universal. Human dignity must be universally respected. This is the only way we get to a world without suffering and without wars and without, you know, government corruption and tyranny, authoritarianism and censorship, etc. And like I said, I don't know what's going to spur that revolution or evolution in consciousness, but I've interviewed people who believe that something is changing just in the position of our solar system in the Milky Way galaxy. Something is shifting that is going to lift some kind of control grid energy system that is currently suppressing human consciousness. Now, I don't know that I believe that theory entirely. I mean, I haven't studied it. I don't have enough information to make a decision on that, but I'm open to that idea. Maybe that's exactly what's happening. Maybe there's even a simpler explanation. Maybe we're all being, I mean, I've talked about the war on cognition. We're all being mass poisoned by chemtrails, fallout, heavy metals. Many people have been poisoned by fluoride. Many people are poisoned by 5G radiation, electromagnetic pollution. There are all kinds of things happening that are a form of pollution, and maybe that's a control grid that's suppressing our spiritual advancement right now. And possibly, if those things are lifted, then we might just naturally and spontaneously express our normal God-given consciousness, which would be enough uplifting from the current level of consciousness. And maybe we would begin to see ourselves in each other. Maybe we would begin to recognize God in all living things. And then maybe animal cruelty would end. Maybe cruelty against nature would end. Maybe cruelty against fellow human beings could also end. Maybe wars would end. See, if we don't change human consciousness, there will continue to be wars. And when humans operate on greed and selfishness and taking, like, give me all your resources, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to take them, right? And that's, you know, it's an animalistic type of attitude. It's the way that dogs might steal food from each other if they can get away with it. But humans shouldn't be behaving as just simple barbaric animals, even though mostly we do. Instead, what if human beings began to behave like the spiritual beings that we are? Then we wouldn't be feeding the military-industrial complex. And importantly, we would be thinking about all of the ramifications of our own actions. So instead of investing in like defense contractor companies and thinking, hey, I'm just going to make a profit as they're building bombs, but I'm not the one building the bombs, so morally it's okay as long as I make money, blah, 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 right? You've heard that. Maybe you've even thought that. But that's a separation attitude. When you understand the holistic connection between everything, then you would realize I cannot, in good conscience, I cannot invest in a weapons manufacturer because that would mean that I'm helping to supply capital so that they can build bombs to be dropped on children, possibly in Gaza, let's say, or elsewhere. You cannot own stock in Boeing. You cannot own stock in Raytheon and be a Christian person or a good person. You cannot. And the other weapons companies, because you are funding violence against innocent people. And it's critical to look at that entire, let's say that the cause and effect sphere, or the domino effect, the ripples of your actions. How do they impact others? And where you choose to put your money really matters. The human condition will not change until this changes, that is consciousness. And this revolution in consciousness cannot happen as long as people cling to their old belief systems and their rituals and their very narrow-minded systems of exclusion, some of which are tied to organized religion, some of which are tied to cult-like belief in government, some of which are tied to cult-like belief in the science, etc. In every area, a certain group of people want to centralize and control everything. They want to have power just for themselves, and they want to block out everybody else or condemn everybody else or wage war on everybody else. And the answer to that, which occurs with the consciousness revolution, is that you begin to shift your focus outside of yourself to your impact on others. How do your actions impact the people around you? How do they impact the world? How do they ripple through? Since our actions are paid forward, positively or negatively, what are you paying forward? If you steal from others, you're paying forward, you know, fear and desperation and an energy of lacking money or goods or whatever. And so you're just going to propagate that idea of scarcity and dishonesty. But if you give to others, then you are paying forward an idea of abundance. And I've spoken about this in my Bible sermons, actually. Last year, I talked about God's economy and how it is an economy of abundance, that it's not rooted in scarcity. It's not rooted in I win, you lose. It's rooted in abundance, which is that we all win. And that's the way nature works. You can plant as many seeds as you want, mustard seeds or any kind of seeds, you know, to speak with a biblical reference to Jesus of Nazareth. You can plant seeds for food. You can plant seeds for ideas. You can plant seeds of spirituality, which is what Christ was actually talking about. And those seeds then can grow into an unlimited amount of abundance for all human beings. There is no scarcity other than the scarcity we artificially create. That's a critical, critical point that we have to understand. Scarcity is created by humans, not by nature. And we can have everything that we want if we learn to live with each other and learn to coexist and learn to upgrade our consciousness. And it's very exciting to me to be able to finally get to a point where I can start discussing these things publicly, because I've had this kind of belief system for a long, long time, decades, and I haven't been able to really nail it down or describe it accurately or talk about it. I tried to do that last year with the Bible sermons and got distracted into the, you know, comet impact theory and things like that, which is fine. And I did cover a lot of foods in the Bible, which is also fine. I mean, you know, still very informative. What I really need to do is what I'm doing now, is to talk about the Christ-like consciousness that humanity must reach for and must attain in order for us to radically revolutionize our world. And at that point, if we are able to succeed in that, which will be, of course, a consciousness revolution, not even a religious or spiritual revolution, but a consciousness revolution that is recognizing the interconnectedness of all of us, then all the other problems dissolve away. War vanishes on its own. You don't have to actively stop war. The war would stop by itself as humans see in each other the suffering that war causes. Corruption would stop. You know, greed and selfishness would stop. And people would become more generous, more loving, more compassionate, and everything in our society would improve. And it's not at the expense of giving up your personal liberty or freedom. You always have the choice to behave in any way you want, but you will choose to behave in a way that reflects higher vibration consciousness, because that is the way that is actually more aligned with the structure and the laws of the universe. This is how God actually created the universe. We are all connected. May the force be with you, you know, that kind of thing. It's true. The force is with all of us. And that force is essentially, you know, consciousness and all of the different properties that consciousness exhibits. So think about these issues. I'll be talking about this a lot more, and I'll be launching some new expanded, I don't know if you call them sermons or lessons, spirituality, exploration, interviews, and all kinds of things coming later this year. I really look forward to bringing you that. And it's all rooted in this idea of the consciousness revolution, universal love, universal Christ, in the sense that Christ is God, God is love and light and compassion and consciousness and connectedness and healing and truth and all these other things. And that those properties are infused in each and every one of us. They permeate us. They, in many ways, define us. And they are part of the reason why humanity can be beautiful. Humanity doesn't have to be ugly. There's a lot of ugliness in the world, and that's not the human side expressing itself. That's the separation anti-human side. All right, so stay tuned. I'll have a lot more for you at Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Take care. All right, we've got some really exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com, and I've got some on my desk I want to share with you. We have a new creamy tomato instant soup that's all certified organic, all laboratory tested, with incredibly clean, pristine ingredients. It's amazingly delicious. And I'd like to even show you, if you go to healthrangerstore.com and you click on the organic creamy tomato instant soup, if you scroll down to the ingredients, like look at this list. Organic heavy cream powder, okay? Real cream, not just artificial substitute garbage. Organic tomato powder, cheddar cheese powder, also organic, and butter powder. A little bit of guar gum for thickener, coconut sugar, slight amount of pink Himalayan salt. Again, onion powder, garlic powder, black pepper, number 60 mesh. That's just the size of the black pepper. And that's it. No artificial colors, no MSG, no yeast extract, no, I mean, everything's organic. Except the salt, which of course is an inorganic crystalline structure. But everything's organic that can be organic. It's incredibly delicious. It's got a very long shelf life. We have it in number 10 cans and we have it in these pouches. It's available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we're producing more ready-to-go food formulas. So not just the macaroni and cheese that we have that's been very popular, even hard for us to keep in stock, but also, you know, this tomato soup mix and much more coming. And that's cool. Can you show that side shot again? This is actually over here. These are pine needles under the microscope because I was just filming a microscope segment. Can you see that? And I'm zooming around the microscope. Look, check this out. We can even zoom in on these pine needles. I've got like this remote control microscope here. I have a whole nother segment on that if you want to see our new microscope and what we're doing with that. But we're using the best technology to look at food and to be able to, you know, find contaminants, not just visually with microscopy, but also, of course, with our ISO-accredited mass spec laboratory. So we do the heavy metals testing. We do the glyphosate testing. We do aflatoxin testing. We do E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold testing, and much more in order to make sure that you are getting the cleanest food available anywhere on this planet. Our contaminated world is not a safe place to eat. It's like a minefield. And we help you navigate that minefield with laboratory-tested, ultra-clean, and certified organic foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements. Let me tell you about another one. We have green tea tincture here as well. And it's a non-alcohol formula. So it's certified organic. Here it is. Green tea tincture, naturally high in L-theanine, which is one of the, you know, miraculous molecules of green tea. And here you can read about it here. And it's a glycerin tincture as well. And green tea, of course, has EGCG and various catechins that have all kinds of amazing benefits for health. And I blend in a little bit of green tea into my smoothie as well. So, you know, on top of turmeric and on top of a whey protein and some of the other things that I use, because I'm powered by superfoods every single day. And then on top of that, we have this ultra delicious, we've got these new mango slices here. These are chewy, certified organic, laboratory tested mango slices. It's called soft dried, and it's just right for a snack. And I'm drooling a little bit because these are better than candy. They're like, if you're craving candy bars or something, try some of these. It's the best snack that you could think of. These organic mango slices, just ready to go. You could toss them in a purse or a backpack. Excuse me, you can take them on an airplane. You can take them to work, whatever. And we've got apple slices as well, the same kind of format right here. Now, you know, these aren't inexpensive, but they're ready to go. And you don't have to go out to a store and slice them up and figure out how to seal them up and so on. These are just ready to go. So it's convenient, but healthy food. It's fast food, but incredibly healthy, organic, lab tested, you know, super fruits, basically, at least the mango. So check all of that out at healthrangerstore.com. Enjoy these products. They have amazing taste. They are loaded with amazing nutrients, and they're subjected to all of our protocols of laboratory testing and, you know, analysis and contaminant testing for all kinds of different things that we do. Plus, they're certified organic. You're going to get the cleanest foods and supplements at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us here at brightown.com and naturalnews.com and healthrangerstore.com. And it's because of your purchases, by the way, that we can even afford to purchase things like this amazing microscope here that I'll be bringing you a whole slew of videos with microscopy that will just blow your mind. We're going to be looking at a lot of things. So a big public education effort here and a food safety education effort that's tied to the ability to be able to visualize at high magnification all kinds of foods and products off the shelf. So all that's coming, and thank you for your support. Again, green tea tincture, the organic tomato soup, we've got the mango slices, the apple slices, and so much more. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. You will love every bite. And remember, our motto is healing the world with clean foods. We want you to maximize your potential, to maximize your health and your longevity. And we believe that producing ultra clean, verified, and incredibly delicious real food with no garbage, no fillers, no artificial colors, no MSG, none of that garbage, we believe that this is the way that we can help you pursue your purpose in life and stay healthy in the process. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.